Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The so-called Manchin Compromise is even worse. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom to address this critical issue is Holly Mead. Well, you've heard recently about the so-called Manchin Compromise. The Manchin Compromise with regards to H.R. 1, later referred to as S1, then S2093, the For the People Act is the name, is even worse than the original H.R. 1. And here's what is at stake. Holly, the very issue of these pieces of legislation, whatever the number or name you give it, they all have the same goal, and that is to make one party dominate in the House and the Senate and the White House. Listen to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California, when she is responding to reporters regarding H.R. 1. She says, quote, "We're not going away until we pass legislation to stop gun violence," she told reporters. "And we will have a better chance to do it if we pass H.R. 1. She goes on to say, clearly the Republicans in Congress are handmaidens of the gun industry, and they have prevented us from passing a gun control law. And although it's bipartisan, it's not enough for us to pass it in the Senate. So again, the For the People Act is really important for many reasons.
So we celebrated because the H.R. 1 did not pass recently in the Senate. However, what it sounds like is Manchin and these others are up to something even worse than the original H.R. 1, right?
Exactly. And so you heard the quote from Nancy Pelosi that in order to pass, in that context, gun restrictions, they have to pass this H.R. 1, the voting law. Now, how does that relate? Because there's nothing in the voting law with regards to gun rights. There's nothing there regarding climate change. There's nothing there regarding the police force or the borders or anything like that. It's about voting. How does H.R. 1 or For the People Act, the election laws, have anything to do with the Democratic agenda? Well, let you also listen to Representative Jamal Bowman, Democrat from New York. He told CNN the week that the H.R. 1, S1, S2093 did not get the 60 votes to overcome the filibuster. He said, quote, "If we deliver S1, we maintain power in 2022. If we don't, we risk losing power and risk this moment to really push a progressive agenda." So understand what they're saying. This is the linchpin for their progressive agenda to pass this voting fraud bill. And consequently, if it doesn't pass, they risk losing everything. How does this actually help them pass their progressive or, frankly, liberal, radical, Marxist, socialist agenda? It helps them, and Nancy Pelosi clearly indicated it, they don't have 60 senators in the Senate, so they can't overcome the filibuster. It helps them because they'll be able to dominate the future elections and literally dominate in the Senate, so they'll always have 60 votes to overcome a filibuster, dominate in the House, and control the White House in perpetuity. That's really what it's about. It's about domination. And so the Manchin's compromise, you've heard that, is not a compromise at all. Manchin said he was opposed to some of the particulars of H.R. 1. But what does he say that he would actually vote for? The John Lewis Voting Rights Act. He's pushing that as a proposal. This is a particular bill that has failed in the past. It's been a bill that the Democrats wanted to do. What does it include? It includes what's called preclearance. Now, what is preclearance? Preclearance is a situation where the Department of Justice has to pre-approve even the minutiae of any voting changes at the state or local level. It goes back to the 1960s. In fact, what happened in the 1960s and 1965 is Congress ended up for a five-year period having a requirement of preclearance, particularly in some of the southern states where there had been voting rights abnormalities that raised civil rights issues, particularly for people of color. And so the DOJ, Department of Justice, would get involved and they would approve every minutia of those particular states. In 2013, the Supreme Court said that you can't continue to do that based upon old data. You have to really show a continuing reason why you need to be involved like that. So since then, the Democrats have tried to pass what they now have renamed the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, and that requires preclearance. In order to understand the extent of preclearance, let me give you some of the details of how it actually works. We have on our website at lc.org/HR1, we're still using that because that's what we're going to use when we refer to the voting rights laws or the voter fraud laws, frankly, lc.org/HR1, there is a video. And the video is testimony or information from some people that have worked for a long time in the Department of Justice in the Voting Rights Civil Division. And here's what Russ Noble says. He said the DOJ must approve the number and location of polling machines, who will be hired, and how the registrar's office will administer or administrate the election, and even voter qualifications. He said, to show the scope of the power, one of the whistleblowers, J. Christian Adams, explained that the DOJ would have to review resumes for Spanish translators for a Texas school district because that was considered a, quote, change in the DOJ's eyes. Listen to this. Even town annexations, one person said, must be pre-cleared because they add voters to the election pool. So if you are going to annex a part into a town, you have to have the federal government approve it. The DOJ, and this is an actual situation, actually objected to an annexation of one property because it was adding two white voters. Now, understand, for example, when you have the county and the city, sometimes on one side of the street is the county, fire and water. On the other side is the city, fire and water. So to provide more benefits and have more consistency, the city may want to annex a little bit to bring it into the city to provide city services, have one unified fire, police, and so forth. In fact, we've even had that issue in Central Florida. You call 911 and the police department and the fire rescue, they don't know whether or not you live on this side of the street or that side of the street and which one is under which jurisdiction. Really, it's that crazy. So the city and the county want to get together and they want to annex a little bit so that they can have some uniformity and avoid that confusion. Under preclearance, under the John Lewis Act, every minutia, even annexations, would have to be approved by the United States Department of Justice, meaning that if that extra row of houses brought in too many white voters, the Department of Justice could say, no, you can't annex that. I mean, that's how crazy this is. If you have a community center where you have a polling place, and typically that polling place in that community center is in room A, but on that particular election day, it's not big enough or for other reasons can't accommodate the people for that election day, and you want to move it literally across the hallway in the same building to room B, in order to do that, you have to file an application to the United States Department of Justice, get them to review it, and get permission before you can walk the polling booths from room A across the hall over to room B. That's how absurd this is.
You know, Matt, this is horrific. I mean, because this not only takes away the rights of Americans to vote and to have their vote count, and it also legalizes fraud, but it turns America into a Marxist country.
Yeah, it does. And so here's
bottom line.
Here's the difference that, I mean, this is worse. This is worse because they can get everything that they wanted in H.R. 1 mm-hmm. and more.
So they're in total control.
Absolute control, even at the minutia level, at the local, county, city, and at the state
this
level.
This is horrific,
well.
Yeah.
So we have to oppose this. And so go to lc.org/HR1. We continue to file petitions, and we need to continue to send faxes to the senators and say, stop the election fraud bills. And they can change the numbers, they can modify the names, but at the end of the day, they have one goal in common, and that is to crush your voice and to establish one very radical agenda in this country forever. LC.org/HR1. This is not dead. In fact, they're not going away. This is the linchpin, and we must act now. LC.org/HR1.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.